Long-term holders now sit on a record 79% of Bitcoin's supply. A record share of Bitcoin has stopped moving, according to a June 26, 2026 post from Coin Bureau citing on-chain data. Roughly 79% of all Bitcoin in circulation now sits in wallets classed as long-term holders, the highest reading on record. The figure stands out because of when it arrived. Bitcoin traded at $58,420 as of June 26, down 3.73% over 24 hours and 7.18% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 14, in extreme fear territory. Long-term holders in on-chain terms are wallets that have held their coins for at least roughly 155 days without spending them. Analysts track the cohort because coins that have not moved in months tend to belong to investors with conviction rather than traders looking for a quick exit. When that group's share of total supply climbs, fewer coins are realistically available to sell into a falling market. Coins are leaving the market faster than price reflects. The 79% reading is a supply-side signal, not a price call. It says that even as spot prices fall, the pool of coins that change hands regularly keeps shrinking. Short-term holders, the wallets that bought more recently and trade actively, now control a record low share of the float. That dynamic has shown up elsewhere in the data this month. Bitcoin sitting on over-the-counter desks, the venues large buyers use to source size without moving the open market, drained by roughly 400,000 BTC to record lows earlier in June. Fewer coins on OTC desks and a record share locked in long-term wallets point the same direction. A tightening available supply, even while sentiment sits at rock bottom. A record that coexists with record paper losses. The conviction number does not erase the pain on screen. A separate on-chain measure this month showed the largest amount of Bitcoin ever held at an unrealized loss, at 10.83 million BTC, as the price fell below recent cost bases. Both things are true at once. A record share of holders are sitting tight, and a record number of those holders are underwater. That combination is the actual story. Holding through a drawdown is easy to claim and harder to do. The long-term holder share, rising rather than falling during a slide into extreme fear, suggests that, so far, the cohort is absorbing losses rather than capitulating. A reversal would look different. A sharp drop in the long-term holder share as older coins start moving to exchanges, the on-chain footprint of capitulation. That has not happened yet. The data is a snapshot, not a forecast. On-chain conviction metrics describe what holders have done, not what they will do next. A record long-term holder share has historically clustered near market bottoms when sellers are exhausted, but it has also appeared during long stretches of sideways drift. It is not a buy signal on its own, and a single percentage from one analyst account is one input among many. This is on-chain context, not financial advice. Two caveats matter. First, the 155-day threshold is a convention, so a wave of coins that crossed it during the prior rally can lift the long-term holder share mechanically, without any new conviction. Second, supply tightness sets up sharper moves in both directions. Thin available float can amplify a rebound, but it can also mean cascading liquidations if leveraged positions unwind into a market with few natural buyers. With BTC down 7.18% on the week and ETH off 10.84%, that second risk is live. For people who hold Bitcoin rather than trade it, the practical read is mundane and old. Storage and time horizon decide outcomes more than any single day's candle. Investors who treat their core stack as long-term savings and keep it in self-custody are, definitionally, part of the cohort this metric is measuring. Those who need to spend during a downturn tend to reach for stablecoin balances instead of selling held BTC into weakness, which is one reason stablecoins keep absorbing day-to-day crypto card transactions while the majority of Bitcoin sits still.